Okay, as we come to the end of the sugya of Leis Skaididu, we have as a hanocha that there are two halachas. There's a halacha of Leis Skaididu, which is an Issa Daraisa, and Rashi, the Rosh, Ritva, all said, because Nira Kishtei Tairis, that's an Issa Daraisa of Leis Skaididu. And then we had a separate Isser from the Gemara Psachim of Al Yishanim Ibnei HaMachlaikis, which we understand to mean that even in a Hechatimtza where there's no Leisus Gaididu, for whatever reason, still Al Yishanim Ibnei HaMachlaikis, you're not allowed to do differently in front of people who have the opposite meaning than Ibnei HaMachlaikis, because that'll cause Machlaikis. So the two separate Isurim, the Rambam seem to mix the two. He said Leisus Gaididu is because of Machlaikis. But we had a difficulty with the Rambam anyway. The Rambam is not like all the other Rishayim in a few aspects. So Ladina, Lahalacha, we understand, like the other Rishayim, that there's an Isser Leisus Gaididu. It's one Isser, it's a Deraisa. And there's an Isser of Ayushanim Ne Machlaikis, a separate Isser. And this is what it said in the Prima Gadim. Revelation them done this way, and this is the way we're assuming. Now, in halacha, in Hilchos Yamtiv, Siman Tov Tzadik Vav, Siv Kimmel, it says that someone from Eretz Yisrael who comes to Chutz Laaretz is not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. And we have to ask ourselves, which Isser is that? Is that a Leisus Gaididu Dika Din? Or is that a Din, the Rabbanon of Al Yishanim Ibn HaMachlaikis? What is the Isser of Ben Eretz Yisrael doing Malach and Chutz La'aretz? So we have to figure out how to categorize the Halacha of Yom Tov Sheni and Chutz La'aretz. Definitely, it starts as a minig. The fact is, Yom Tov Sheni and Chutz La'aretz started as a minig. There was no takana originally. It started because people in Chutz La'aretz didn't know which day is Yom Tov. So, Mimela, they were knowing 2 days Yom Tov. In the Makar, it started off as a minig. It's Mekir Hadim, but that the minute that it should continue even when he knows, Kozman is Oymid Besveika, so it has nothing to do with Minik. It's Sabik Daraisa. Later on, we continue it because of Minik Avisena Biadenu. So when someone's Mesupik, he's doing because he's Mesupik. It became Minik Chutz La'aretz as a result of that. So that Minik Avisena Biadenu starts as a Minik. Now, later there was a takana. The Gemara says they made a takana that even when B'nai Chutz La'aretz know which day it is, we should stick with that minig of Yom Tov Sheni. We should stick with the minig Shema Yaza Davol Kukulai, because 1 year you will know, 1 year you won't know. So Chazal made a takana of Yom Tov Sheni. So to me, it would seem that it's a takana. And we learned in the Magen Avraham, one of the three yesidus of the Magen Avraham was that, the first one was, that a minig which turns into an isser has a din isser, like Sfira Saimer. A minig which turns into an isser has a din isser. So I would have assumed that the din of Yom Tov Sheni is a din of Leisus Gaididu, it's a din of an isser Dairaisa. But I'm wrong. In Shulchan Aruch, when it says that there's a din of a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, the Taz writes that Bitzina it's mutter. Bitzina you're allowed to do malacha. A Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in a private place is allowed to do malacha. The Magen Avraham says Bitzina it's aser. Why? The reason he says, he gives two reasons. He says, Malacha is asa betzina, be either because it's a minig Gadol, he calls it Minig Gadol, the Kavua. Yom Tosheni is such a big Minig Gadol that even Bitzinah it's Aser. Or, the second reason he says is because once you start doing Malacha, it'll always end up being Farhesia. Because that's the nature of Malacha. Most Malacha is Farhesia. So therefore it's Aser. That means that Magen Avraham and the Taz both hold that it's not a din Laisis Gaididu, because Laisis Gaididu but Tzina is Aser. There's no het of Tzina on Laisis Gaididu. The het of Tzina is only if it's Aser out Al Yishanim and Machlaikis, then if you do Bitzina, there's no Machlaikis. The whole heter of Bitzina is only a heter in Al Yishanim and Machlaikis. It's not a heter of Laisis Gaididu. And why not? Because what does it help? It's still Shtei Tairis, even Bitzina is Shtei Tairis. But it's still Shtei Tairis to you, it's still Shtei Tairis. You're not going to find anywhere such a thing that only Siskaididu, that there's a Heter Bitzina, I don't think. And their Lashon, if you look in the Lashon of the Taz says it. He says it's also because of Aisha Menehem Achlaikis, and the Mele Bitzina, it's what? That's his Lashon. So it turns out that Yom Tov Sheni is, for some reason, is different. For some reason, Yom Tov Sheni is not an Isser. I'm wrong. It's not an Isser. It's Minig and period. It's Minig and that's all it is. Now, it's still a big thing. It's still awesome, but it's only awesome Mishum Minig and not Mishum Isser. So there's a marker for this. Because when it comes in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, Rashi says that you don't make a bracha when you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, because Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, not a din, and we don't make brachas on Minhagim. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos argue, and Tosfos holds the way we do make a bracha. And Tosfos, I can prove to you, you make a bracha on a minig, because in Yom Tov Sheni, we make a bracha on the lulav, we make a bracha on the shayfer. So it's a proof that you make a bracha on a minig. So it seems clear, at least from Tosfos, that Yom Tov Sheni is a minig, has a din of a minig. If it was a takana, if it was made a takana, you always have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, maybe it's a bracha because of a takana. It's a minute which turned into a takana. It seems that at least Tosfos holds that it has a din minute.
Originally, when they shuffle, they didn't make a bracha. Long enough to their raisa, they didn't make a
bracha. Very good what you're saying. The Stipler has a piece in Bracha Simyut Chesim Ches, in which he says to answer Rashi, he says what you're saying. He's saying the bracha itself was part of the minute. The minig, it was all along a minig to make a bracha, so a bracha is part of the minig, so it's not making a bracha on a minig, it's part. The staff has a piece, that's what he says. But, al-Kapanim, my point is that it's a minig. So I was trying to think this through, why it should have a din minig. So I would suggest the following hesber, and these are hesber. And the truth is, I told you yesterday, I have to figure out a million other things, you know, the philosophy, right hand, left hand, maybe putting on shalyat, standing. It seems each one, we have to look it up and see first if it's Laisis Gaididu or it's Minig. If it's Minig, it's Mutta Bitzinah. If it's Laisis Gaididu, it's not. But I'm thinking that the reason is the following. Why is this have a din takana? The Gemara says it was a takana. The reason is the following. By most minhagim that turn into a takana, it becomes a takana for Klal Yisrael. In other words, let's say the minig, I don't shave on Sfira. So the minig, not to take a haircut on Sfira, started as a minig. It became a dinisa. Whoever holds it's dinisa, holds dinisa for everybody. It doesn't matter if you live in France or in Poland or in Spain. The minig turned to an issa, it turned into an issa. The minig of Yom Tov Sheni, when it turned into a halacha, it turned into a halacha of Chutz La'aretz Dafka. It was never a halacha in Eretz Yisrael. The definition of Yom Tov Sheni is that it was a takana, Shema Yaz Davala Kukulai, for Chutz La'aretz. This minig never turned into an Isser in Eretz Yisrael because it wasn't Shayach in Eretz Yisrael. So it remains forever a minig hamakaymais, even after the Takana. And that's why Lysis Gaidudu Dairaisa can't be Shayach on such a thing. You can't be Shayach Lysis Gaidudu on something which in its makar is a thing of two places, of two makaymais. It's sort of the rush is makaymais, makaymais yesh. Just I'm saying that when the minig turned into an Isser, it was right away a Makaymis Makaymis Yash, just like Megillah, Yadal and Tezvav. So it's not Shaykh Lysis Gaididu, because when it started as something that has two Makaymis. It may be that that's why there's no Lysis Gaididu on Yom Tov Sheni. If you like this reason, you don't like this reason, Lamaisa, that's what it says in all the Paiskin. The Yom Tov Sheni, there's no Lysis Gaididu, there's an Isser, however, of Al Yashanim at Neha Machlaikis. What do you mean it started in different places? It's true. So one place had the minig these 33 days. The minig that had a minig these 33 days, they didn't hold that the other person should have a different minig. It worked out. The other people had a different minig. That's like this guy did them. But it's not because I held that way. It's the minig turned into Isser, but there was no reason to be mechalik between the makaymis. In the definition of it, there was no reason. In Mashiach came here. It's a chilik. If you like, you like. I'm not pushing it on anybody, but at the end of the day, it says it's al yishanim neil machlaikis. And afal pikeim alocha betzina is asr. Now, there are two things about Yom Tov Sheni that people do that seem to be wrong. For an Eretz Yisrael dekiyid to do malacha b'tzina is aser. Mishnah Berurah paskens that way clearly. And like the Magen Avraham, even though it's a minig, b'tzina malacha is aser. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, chelik dalet, simin kuf dalet, in which he says nistapakti, that maybe it could be makel on turning on lights. That a ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov Sheni can turn on lights. Why? He says it's not for Hesia because there are Shabbos clocks. Someone walking by and sees the light off, the light on. Not for Hesia. Ait Sina is Aser. So Ramesha writes that turning lights on Yom Tov is not a real malacha because Havara is really Mutter on Yom Tov. It's a Dinder Abanon of Neilad. Now let's strike a match in Yom Tov if you know how to turn on a light. So Ramesha says, Nistapakti, it could be that since it's not a real malacha, maybe we could be mekel for an Eretz Yisrael to give a chutz la'aretz to do malacha, to do turning on light. But because it may not be a real malacha on Yom Tov, that's what Ramesha writes. But malacha, Ramesha holds his asr. What? I'll explain in a second. So Lamaisa, malacha is asr. What? If it's Rabbanon, you mean?
Yes.
Why if it's Asas Nailud, why should it be more Mutter? That's a good question. If it's an Issad Rabbanon, you mean let's say it be Metatl Mutter, it's not a Malacha either. So why should that be more Kulmadik?
Most Mutter
are only the Rabbanon. All Mutter, the Lamaisa cases are all the Rabbanon.
Yeah, electronic,
yeah. I don't know. Havar is mutter mitershut shel tzarech shelo yitzach echel nefesh. A few malachas that are mutter shelo yitzach echel nefesh. The main thing I was relieved to see in the Gris Maish is now he's not matter malachas. He's saying maybe it's not really a malach. The kasha that older Rabbanan, you're right, it's a good question. And there's no psak there. He says the stapakti, he doesn't have a psak at the end. But my point is that malach is awesome. Now, what about putting on tefillin, things like that? So things that are an aveira for you to do differently. So the Mishnah says, "Noyek chumra hamakim shahalach misham, v'chumra hamakim shahalach lisham." You certainly have to keep both chumras. Can be mekel because of ayishanim and neamach laikas, but you have to do a bit similar. The idea of making an Eretz Yisrael minion in Chutz La'aretz should be Aser, because that's for Hesia. And that should be asr according to everybody. And the paiskim that are quoted on this inyan, all asr, without any exception. The all asr, Eretz Yisrael dekiyin, making... Oh, I'll get to that one second. Good. They asr are making an Eretz Yisrael dekiyin chas laretz. Whoever talks about the asr, they bring that the tshuvas afkas reichel, which is Beis Yosef. He asrs making a minyan an Eretz Yisrael de kaminyan chutzlar. It says for hesya, it's asr. What? But 10 people by definition is not betzina. But the 10 people are there together. 10 people is itself a for hesya.
The
Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is not a problem. You're doing the reverse.
No, I said
Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, they can lay in with us.
It's a chagah that on Monday is not.
But they can be yaitzeh with any kriya. The kriya Monday and Thursday is a kriya out Talmud Torah. So they can be yaitzeh with any kriya.
What?
With
Shabbos.
With Shabbos, and for them they're laying a certain parsha.
Laying a different parsha.
Always from Allah.
What?
No, it's a malacha.
They're
not doing Shabbos.
They're not doing Shabbos. Yeah, but I'll slice this guy. I'll Yisham name Achleikus. They're not after Achleikus and malacha.
Different laning.
Maybe not. I think he writes there in the Yantif Sheni Kol Chasa. He writes that someone was Masupik. If Yantif is Shabbos, if it's Nicker, if that's called Nicker, I think he brings such
a.
If you're up to a different parasha, I don't think it matters. If it's Shabbos for everybody and it's just two different parashas, yeah, it's fine. Everyone agrees that if you missed the parasha last week, you have to make it up. Even if you're whether you're a Yisrael Dikka or a Chutz La'aretz Dikka, if you missed the parasha, you have to make it up. So you have to make it up. What? So it depends on which direction. Eretz Yisrael, they're ahead. Chutz La'aretz behind. But they're going to miss it. When they go back, they're going to be missing the parasha. I'm not sure. What? First day, everyone keeps the first day. So it's not a different one. What? Second day. So you want to have the second day of Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do malachas anyway. You can never do malachas. So, but that's how you shout them in the Machlokes, to keep two different minhagim.
It's just like a different laning, that everyone reads. If you miss the laning, you have to lay again.
Like no, but that has nothing to do. Even if I'm a Yisrael Dikka and I missed the laning, I also have to make up last week's. So who cares if I missed the punkt because of my minhag, but Lamai said the bottom line, you missed it. Laning ahead, you could ask. But having missed, there would be no question. I was once in Eretz Yisrael for Chasna, the first Shabbos in July, and it was Parshas Balak in Eretz Yisrael and Chukas Balak in Chutz La'aretz. So we had our own minyan in the place near Brisk, Zichron Moshe. So we made it beforehand, we had our own minyan. So 12, 13, 14 people, we got together, we're going to lay Chukas Balak. You know how it is in Zichron Moshe. You start with 14 people, but until you get to Baruch Hu, you have 60 people. The other 45 people were Eretz Yisrael Dikka. So they didn't know it was coming. They took out Sefer Torah, they started learning Chukas. You talk about Ayushanim Ne'er Machlaikis. They started, you know, like 40, it's 40 against 12, or it's 40 against 13. They're saying, what are you learning Chukas for? We said, we're Chutz La'aretz. So we don't want to go through the whole Parshas Chukas. You know, it became a whole... The whole thing. I think they ended up going outside, davening Musaf while we went to Chukas, and then coming back in for Balak or something like that. But anyway, listen to an interesting thing it says, that for Eretz Yisrael, Dikka Chutz La'aretz to make a separate minyan, that's also it's for Hesya. For Chutz La'aretz Dikka Yidden in Eretz Yisrael to make a separate minyan should be the same thing. So the Lashon that's brought down is from the Beis Yosef and the Afkas Reichel. That really should be Aser, but Kvar Ishtabish. It's already Ishtabish, there's already a minyan in Eretz Yisrael, that Chutz La'aretz Dikka people make their own minyan, Kvar Ishtabish, so you could let it keep on going. That's the Lashon it says. It's a very strange thing. But it seems like from the very beginning there was such a minig of Chutz L'Aretz Tekiyin in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how many people in time of Eretz Yisrael travel back and forth. But that's why they allow such a thing. If it would be like Siskoi to do, they wouldn't, you know, wouldn't say Kavar Shtabish. They're saying that it's only Ali Shanim Nei Amachlaikis. And Grounded says, I think it's a Chayyadam, Ramosha also has a tshuva, Eretz Yisrael, think a person who's here in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach, by the Seder night. So listen to what it says. If he has his own apartment, Eretz Yisrael, think a person, so you can go up to his own apartment, he doesn't have to make a Seder. He's not allowed to make a Bracha Al-Achilas, Ma'as Al-Achilas Mar. So you just go to sleep. But if he's staying in a room in his parents' apartment, his parents' house, he has to sit through the Seder, except that he can't make the brachas, because he can't do a kula. He can't do a chum. He has to sit through a Seder, he has to eat the matzah, he has to eat the mar, he has to go through the agada, because still the afikainen, I guess, and everything else. And that's what it says. That it's osir, for hesia zicha osir. That's what it says. So by malacha, it seems to say, what? It's a chayi adam, really. Chayi adam has a Seder, and the Ramesh has a tshuva. Goes through the same exact thing. All right, so Yom Tov Sheni seems to be a more complicated tziur than all the other tziurim I mentioned. I think everything else that we spoke about goes with the gedarim that we said. And what? So I can, in the sefer, the Sheni Kilchasa, they bring a list of paiskim that ask, and they don't bring any mekila. They stopped it. They're not stopped. He comes and he stopped it. Okay. I always feel when it says Ayishanim at Ne'am Achlaikis, if someone's Mishanah, it's not a mitzvah to make a Machlaikis. You know what I mean? If it's, we once had an oval by us in Shul, who has a minig, they don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam Amen V'Amen. There's some people, there's a lot of kilos that have a minig at the end of Ma'ariv, like Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam. He was an oval by us, he'd have a Ma'ariv for the Amid. So he said Shema Yisrael Ahad. Everyone else said Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam Amen V'Amen. He waited, and then he said Yizkor V'Kadash. He didn't let out the end of. He's wrong. He was doing the Ferhesia, not like. I mean, it's certainly wrong. But people want to make a tovah. I told them that Ayishanim Ne'amachlaikis doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to make achlaikis. You know? He doesn't understand better, and he thinks it's okay, and he doesn't have a lot of parents. We can start off with him, so. Just let it go. If he would ask, anybody would tell him that that he should say it. Rather, he told me that he went to a different shul, and the Rav there went over to him and told him, say it. You know, if you want that for the Yamaha, you have to say it. Without making machlaikas, I guess. Okay. Alright, so this is the Sugya of Lysis Gaididu. I think it's the only place in Shas where you have the Sugya. In Pesachim, it's the Sugya of Ayishan and the Machlaikas. The Gemara has one more Toshma on Abaye of a Rav, and then it has Toshma on Rav and Shmuel. Okay, the fourth wide line, Toshma, is a hard one. I mean, Pshat is easy, but the Raya is a little hard. Toshma. The Rav Avo, Ki Klo La'asrei de Rishu B'Levi, have a Metalto Shraga. Ki Klo La'asrei de Rav Yechon, Olai have a Metalto Shraga. Now, you saw in Rashi, is the machlokes of yesh mukta or ein mukta. Now, before you get all excited that there's a sheet that holds ein mukta, nobody holds as nosa shig as mukta. Everyone agrees that they are gedarim of mukta. We paskin like the mandiyama, generally we paskin mandiyama ein mukta. The machlokes yesh mukta ein mukta comes up in a few cases where Rav Shimon Reb Yehuda argue about mukta as the machlokes had a paskin. Here we're talking about a rule that kiven des katzoi lebein hashmashis is katzoi lekuliyayim, which means something that's mukta bein hashmashis we paskin remains mukta for the whole day. That's apsak. So bein hashmashis there was something mukta on the table, the whole table is mukta for the whole Shabbos. There's a man yam who doesn't hold that way. He holds when the mukta is there, it's mukta. When the mukta is there, not there, it's not mukta. So here you have a shraga meaning a candelabra, that has a fire on it. When the fire is on it, you're not being metatlet. There's no machlaikis. Even if you don't hold a mukta, you hold mukta, that fire is mukta. The fire goes out. It's the next morning. You want to set the table. So is machlekes. Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter. Reb Yehuda holds it's also. We passed it in this one that it's a tzayi b'kuli yayma. If it's muktzah ben hashmashes, it's muktzah for the whole day. That's absurd. Reb Avo, when he was in the asra of Reb Yishuv ben Levi, he was metaltel shraga. He held it's mutter. Was an asra of Reb Yehuda, all I have metaltel shraga. So why is the Gemara mita ask? Very hard to figure out the kasha. I think Pashup Shat in the kasha is that he's making the Torah Agudais Agudais. The Gemara in the Makshin Hell, you can't have one place it's Muktzah, one place it's not Muktzah, you're making it Agudais Agudais. You can't do such a thing. So the Gemara answers, Layamrina Makai Mishani. We already said two cities, there's no problem of Shtei Torahs. So the Gemara, no, I'm not Hachi Karmina. Rabavo Hechi Avid Hachi. Rabavo himself. How could he behave one way in one place? How could he behave differently in a different place? The Gemara apparently thought that he taka held its officer and he was being makel. How could he do that? So the Gemara, Rabbi Avol, Rabbi Yishuv, Ben Levi, Svir Lehi, he held the kula. Chim leklal, Asir, Rabbi Yechanan, Layav Metaltel, Mishun Feide, Rabbi Yechanan. And when he was in the city of Rabbi Yechanan, he wasn't metaltel because of covet of Rabbi Yechanan. He was machmir. He let him know the shamas also to be machmir. So really, he held it's mutter. And when he came la asur de Rabbi Yechanan, 1 minute, what's going on? Why wasn't he metaltel by asur de Rabbi Yechanan? Shunkvayde de Rabbi Yechanan. What's pshat? What's pshat? Shunkvayde de Rabbi Yechanan. He should have said because of leisus gaidedu. I hold something's mutter. I come to Bnei Brak, I know if I say Nishol Zitzasa. So why am I going to behave like it's Zitzasa when I'm in Bnei Brak? Because the Kfaydei the Chazenish? No. Because the Lysis Kaydei do, no. Let's try in the Gemara. Let's try in the Gemara. Could be, so no, let's try Asri Derbi Yechanan. To Bnei Dinim. That's what you understood because it's Ashley Bate Dino. So I think this Gemara will be a raya to Rabbi Ruvain's Yisayid and the Stipel is Yisayid that a Talmud Chacham himself, who's Mevara Halacha, is allowed to follow his Halacha. That's what they said. The Talmud Chacham himself, who's Mevara Din, is allowed to follow his Din. You call up a Rav Yeskashayla, you're allowed to follow in Yeskashayla. To be Kaveya, meaning Amokim, should we do like Meshane Vishil, should we do like Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, should we do like Rabbi Yechem Shavan Levi? So that's a Shayla Vlais is guided. But for a Talmud Chacham himself, it's impossible. There's no place in the world where you don't have Shaylas and you have one person holds one way, one Talmud Chacham holds one way, and Talmud Chacham holds another way. On Shaylas that come up, that was removing to say. The shaylas that come up, the Torah gives rishus for a paisik higia leira to be mevara the din himself. He doesn't have to take a poll of all the rabbanim in the city. It could be all the rabbanim in the city hold one way; he holds a different way. When you're coming to be kaveya a minig, are you not like that or like that? So you talk after be kaveya, well, it's this guy did. It's a lechayra from here. It's a raya, no? Isn't it a good raya? What? The Shamus doesn't know. He's going to be Mako. No, he means because Shamah, he'll be over on Kvayde Rabbi Yechanan. Not a first guy. I'll be over on the cover of Rabbi Yechanan. So he told him to be Nazari the Kvayde Rabbi Yechanan. Yes, that's where Rashi learns. No? He's going to think that to be with Tapali, he ain't adults. No? So, I think this is a riot. Now, here, the question is whether an Issa de Rabbanon could be Lysis Gaidid. Lysis Gaidid is an Issa de Raisa. Is it possible for Lysis Gaidid de Raisa to apply to an Issa de Rabbanon? What? We said by Lifnei Iver at Shayach, after Itzara, he said. Because it might give him an Itzara. Lysis Gaidid. Megillah was really also Darabanan. It's true. The Gemara, the Kasha held this place as Gaidu. The Gemara said the Teretz. If you hold Leisus Gaidus Nehemachlaikis, then certainly it's Shaykh even by the Rabbanans. If you hold Leisus Gaidus Mishum Shtei Tairis, then it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. The Pashas HaGemara is going on Leisus Gaidus. And it's saying that by a Rabbanan, like Metalto Shraga, that the same thing is, the same halacha applies. And here, I'd like to ask you a question, which is not so negeya exactly to the sugya, but we learned here that something that's also ben hashmashes remains also a whole day. Right? This is the Gemara says. If you have a chalent, and ben hashmashes, the potatoes are raw. Raw potatoes are muktzah. Everyone agree? The raw potatoes are muktzah on Shabbos. And if you want to, it's something that I say, speak out halachas on Shabbos. Most halachas, people don't get so excited. It's awesome. I once spoke out that raw meat is muktzah. Okay, nothing to get excited over. And I mentioned that people who in their freezer in the house hide the ice cream behind the raw meat so no one should see it. On Shabbos, they can't move the raw meat to get to the ice cream because the raw meat is muktzah. So that, some people got very upset about for some reason. I guess it was in the summer months when you could eat milchiks in the afternoon. That raw meat is muktzah, so it made a whole tumor. For raw meat. There's no het tzarek mekayim for a kli, but not for not for etzim havana. Raw meat is muktzah. L'maisa, it's muktzah. The question is kalacha. Yeah, that's what we also answer. The question is, why does if you have raw meat or raw potatoes in your chalent? Now, most people have a minhag to make sure it's cooked before Shabbos. People like to eat from it before Shabbos. But the halacha is kidra chaisa, raw chalent is also mutter. I mean, raw chalent. So why is it mutter? Why don't you say mikdash katzay benesh rashi katzay lekuliyano? What kind of question could ask people? You catch them. Somebody knows the halacha. If it's katzay benesh rashi katzay lekuliyano, so ask him why is it mutter. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Beya that Gomrai Bidei Adam is mutter. It means the following. That something which will change Bidei Adam, in other words, a person set it up in a way that it's going to change by itself, that we don't say is Katsoy Lekuli Yayva. Because Ben Hashmashis is Oymit to change. So if Ben Hashmashis is on the fire, that's called Gomrai Bidei Adam. It's going to be finished through a mice of a person. It's going to change. Since it's going to change, we don't say, it's got soya benesh mashis, it's got soya lekuliyayim. Good test. What? Putting it on the fire before Shabbos is called gomri b'nei yadam.
The candle also, when you're lighting the candle as well.
Oh, so that's the kasha. That's the kasha that you should ask. The kasha. So that's a Gemara in Beya. What does that have to do with us? The Gemara says, by a shraga. That is katzayi veshes koskul lekuli yayma. So it's a very sharp kasha. A candle was also you have a candelabra, and you have on top of it a flame, a candle with a flame. You say it's katzayi veshes koskul lekuli yayma, but that's certainly going to go out. It's more vadai than the meat cooking, right? The meat cooking, if somehow the fire under the meat went out, it won't cook. The fire, it's yefsh, it's going to be burning till tomorrow. So why don't we say this rule of Gomri Bidei Adam?
The fire itself is us. The fire that is. The fire might change and it's just not there.
You're saying this kash is a stack of kash. I think Rabbi Chanan in Beya, in the first parak, he has a piece on this kash. But the teretz that's usually said is what Yaki is saying. That is it, but it's a dakistic achilik. That when do we say Gomrei Bidei Adam? If the thing that's muktzah will become a heter, so we don't say it's katzay lekuliyayim. A flame is going to be muktzah all Shabbos. A flame is never mutter. Just a flame is going to go away. The fact it's going to go away is not a heter. We do say it's katzay. I don't understand the svara so well.
And that's the water is putting out the fire. If there's no more oil, so the fire's going to go out.
He's not talking about mukta there. He's talking about another, a different yisur.
It's not putting. It's not doing. I'm not putting out
a fire. Things are similar svar. It just burns out. All right. This it's a very dachistic chiluk, but it's probably the correct answer. But it doesn't answer. There's a third. There's another place that's shver. There's a Mishnah Brura that nobody understands. Mishnah Brura says that if you have wet towels, ben hashmashes, wet towels, something just came out of a dryer on camp. People come back from showers, swimming, and they spread out their towels on a line. So ben hashmashes, assuming it's so wet that it's muktzah, assuming it's so wet that if you touch it, not every, most towels are not that way, but if you have a towel that's so wet that if you touch it, it's gonna be schita. It's mukti, not touching. So Mishnah Brura says on that, Migudis Katsoila Ben Hashmashis is Katsoila Kul Yad. I've never seen the teretz on it. I know they are. I know Dayan Weiss has a tshuva. They don't understand. It's Gomer B'day Adam. You spread out a towel, you don't need the sun to beat down on it. Even if you spread it out in the house, it dries by itself. The rule of Gomer B'day Adam is that if you can put it in a place where it's going to change, if you leave it crumpled up, I understand. Maybe the Mishnah Brura means it was left crumpled up. But if you spread it out, it's Gomer B'day Adam. You shouldn't say it's Katsoy L'Kuliyan. So, I don't know what parents. I know they're... Those who quote this Mishnah Brura, that's me on the Mishnah Brura. That goes against the rule. Okay. What we're up to now is the next Toshma. We're going to come now to the Shaila of Asu Aloya. So I'd like to just tell you the Fakira that you have to work out. I know that Dibris Meisha talks about it, someone showed me, but he's not the only one. And we have to find the Maram HaKadosh for it. We're going to deal with Beishamai Osu Kedivrayim Olai Osu Kedivrayim. The Shaila is the following Nidayim. Is there one Emes in Psak Halacha? I'm not talking about Esed Rabban, I'm talking about Esed Dairaisa. Let's say, what's an example of a Dairaisa? Tefillin HaChamayim. Let's say I put on tefillin chamayim, you don't put on. Or better, let's take a case of a Sanhedrin. This is the Sanhedrin of 70 people, and they vote on whether a certain type of chelav is awesome. And they pass me for Klal Yisrael. So let's say 50 of them say it's awesome, and 20 say it's mutter. Is pshat, when the Torah says achri rab lahatos, are we saying that's the emes? The emes is like the 50. The 20 argue, the 20 are wrong. We assume that when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, he was told this chelav is aser because Roiv probably get it right. Now you know that sometimes Roiv could get it wrong also, but we work. The Torah says achri rab lahatos, you go baser Roiv. Or maybe no. Let's say I would know that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, I would know for sure that he was told the chelav is mutter. But I'm the only one who knows it. I'm the only one old enough. I was there by Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm the only one who knows it. And they went, the Sanhedrin went, and 50 said it's us, and 20 said it's mutter. For me, is pshat, the 50 are making a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu was told it's mutter. There's only one emes. What Moshe Rabbeinu told is emes, and there's one emes. And they're making a mistake. Or is the Vart, no. The Torah was given that whatever Roiv Chachmei Yisrael Paskin, that becomes the halacha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was told. The Torah, now, of course, Roiv Chachmei Yisrael can't come and override a deraisa. It has to work with the rules of Psak Halacha. But if you go with the rules of Psak Halacha, if 50 paskin aser and 20 paskin mutter, and then the halacha is like the 50, that becomes the halacha. It could be that till now it was mutter, and now the halacha switches, the halacha changes, because now Rav Sanhedrin say a different way. In other words, there's the idea of Shivan Panam L'Taira. There could be more than one emes in Taira. There could be an emes this way. That, you say this to a question, is the pashtus of the machlaikis if also beishamei kedivrayim or not? Why shouldn't they do kedivrayim? Why shouldn't beishamei do kedivrayim? The only reason they shouldn't do is if they say that al karchach beisil is right. To us it doesn't make sense. But Al Karchach, they're right. How could Al Karchach they be right? If there's one emes, there could be an Al Karchach, they're right. If you'll name on there, two things could be emes. This could be emes, that could be emes. There's no absolute emes in Psak Halacha. Now, we're going to deal with this. There's a ritva here on Daf Yadalit. You'll find it inside. I didn't look it up now. It's a famous ritva. The ritva says that when there's a shaila in Halacha, and the Bezdin Paskins roiv l'kula, the miut is mechuyiv to be noyig its own chumrah against the psak of the Sanhedrin. I don't mean just a Brooklyn Bez. I mean the Sanhedrin and Lishlus Hagazis. And there's a psak halacha. It goes like dairy dairis that way. The Ritva says that the miut is mechuyiv to be noyig the chumrah. How could that be? How could it be a chiyiv to be noyig the chumrah if the psak for whole Klal Yisrael is its mutter? That Ritva is a makar that it's not true that there's only one emes in Torah. That Psak Halacha, as long it has to work within the guidelines of Psak Halacha, but within Psak Halacha it can be two. That's the Nidain. What? No. I don't know what you mean. But anyway, this is the Nidain that we're going to deal with. We're going to learn the next Toshma down to the bottom of the Yamid, and we're going to deal with this Nidain on Sunday.